This program is brought to you by PrideNZ.com.
The advice that I would give to anyone who's thinking about coming out, as in them coming out as being gay, lesbian, bisexual, whatever, is to come from an informed position. And the best way to do that is to get books that are supportive. Right, in Brisbane we've got a couple of specifically supportive bookshops where you'll get gay and lesbian literature. Or Red Books is one of them. And if you get books like, I'm looking at books on relationships like Together Forever by Andrew Marshall that I have in front of me at the moment. There are books on like gay and lesbian film, like The Bent Lens is a wonderful book. Loving Someone Gay by Don Clark. And like even reading books of short fiction and reading how other people have either felt about the same sex or have fantasized about feeling is all useful. But to then realize that there is a huge range of things that can be true or that can happen. And looking after your health is going to be a consequence of knowing that you're worth looking after, I think. One of the best books that I've read, The Homo Handbook by Judy Carter, is so valuable, I think, because it's so amusing as well. And I could see that that would be a good thing, to get informed, then to get active. Getting politically active is a useful thing to do. It doesn't mean that you have to be involved in, say, the Pride Collective forever. I know lots of people who've used the Pride Collective as a really important social tool. So I'll spend 2 or 3 years getting involved with the group, feeling confident about identifying as a gay man or lesbian. And the fact that the festivals attract several hundred people here, like several thousand, even up to, for like the fair day events, it puts you in a good position to start, I think, dealing with life better.
I suppose if I had a message to anybody who was coming out or deciding their sexuality or realizing that they weren't who they thought they were and they are now something else, would be to ring me, because I'm always available for weekends, bar mitzvahs and barbecues. No, it would be to be confident in yourself and to be sure that you're the person that you think you should be and you're not anybody for anyone else. You can only be yourself. And there's no right and wrong in the human body. There's no lies to yourself. You can only be true. And you will lose friends and you will gain friends and you may have difficult times with family, but you'll get through it and you'll be a stronger, wiser, better person for it. And that sounds incredibly patronizing and very arrogant and very blasé. Unfortunately, it's really true. You've just got to go for it. Be the person you know in your heart you've got to be and enjoy it, because it is the best life you'll ever have, because it's the only one you'll ever have.
I did some work with the Victorian AIDS Council. I used to be a facilitator for a drop-in group for under-18s, and I've actually been through the whole coming out thing with a lot of young guys, and because I was always the one that was out and had the knowledge, I had guys crashing at my house when their parents kicked them out, and I've seen so many people make so many different mistakes and so many people make some very good decisions. And I think the best thing for me to say to someone who's thinking about coming out, and it's going to sound like an absolute cliche, is to just follow your heart and go with your gut feeling. You know, it's like, things will change the minute you say it out loud. And I suggest saying it out loud to yourself until you believe it before you say it out loud to somebody else. Things change. Your life will change dramatically. It's been a very long journey to get to where I am today. Very, very long journey. And a very hard journey. But I look back now and I think, well, would I change it? That's the one question I still pose to myself. Would I change any of it? And the answer that I come up with is no. Because if I was to change one little thing, one itty-bitty thing that happened, I wouldn't be the person that I am today. I wouldn't be the strong-willed, emotional, together person that I am. You know, we all learn through our mistakes and through experience, and if you block yourself from feeling anything or doing anything, you'll never really achieve ultimate happiness, I suppose. And I can honestly say at 23 years old that I am happy. And finding that happiness, finding that place that makes me happy, gets me through the bad times. If something crops up, or if I'm going through a rough time, if I'm feeling really lonely, or I have to deal with a problem, it doesn't... I fall down, but I don't fall as far. And I've got tools on board to be able to pick myself up in a very confident way. And if I've made the mistake, I can admit to it and learn from it and go, well, hey, I fucked up, but I won't do it again. And if I do it again, I'll do it differently. And if differently doesn't work, I'll try it again and again and again. You know, nobody's perfect. Nobody's always right. Nobody's always wrong. You know, it's about the individual. It's about you being who you are. And you choose to feel how you feel. You choose to be how you be. No one else can change that. They can have an impact on you, yes. And they can influence you, yes. But ultimately, we make the decisions in our life, and we need to empower those and go and say to ourselves, I'm me, I love me, yay.
My message would be definitely do it, but be very careful. It is a great thing when it goes smoothly, but don't rush into it. If you are not sure, don't do it, but if you are sure, my life in particular changed very drastically because I had the support of the people behind me, and give people the benefit of the doubt. I was absolutely positive I would lose my parents and most of my friends, and I haven't lost a single person yet. And through people I've talked to, no one I know has actually lost anybody through telling them. The letter idea is a very good idea. I found it worked for me. You get all your ideas down on paper and you don't fumble, you don't get upset. But everybody's different.
Coming out is something so personal. It's something that you have to come from within yourself. I'm not out there in the barracks screaming to everybody, come out and show yourself. And I just, for me, it's been one of the best things in my life. And I'm so happy I'm gay, because being gay has made me a person who is in touch with himself and still stands on the ground with both feet. But if I hadn't been gay, I probably would have just led my life very unconsciously. You never know what's going to happen. I mean, you can't talk about what if. But I feel that it would have taken me at least much, much longer to start discovering myself and finding out who I really am. And being gay, per definition, almost means that you have to go through this episode where you have to get to terms with yourself and have to have a very sharp look at yourself. And for me, that makes a person so much more interesting, somebody who's actually taken time to reflect and think about himself and what you want out of life and how you want it and in what way you want it and, who you really are, what makes you. And I find that with a lot of gay men, that's what is common, is that you all have to go through this phase of coming out, which is very traumatic and very scary and can be very unsettling, because you're turning your whole life upside down. At least it was for me. And I think nowadays, because I've noticed that gay men in the bars and that are open, and they're so much younger than I was. They're like, I see gay people here in Amsterdam, which of course is a very gay city, who are like 14 and they're openly gay, and they're openly gay at high school and all that stuff. And it doesn't seem to be a problem at all. But for me, it's been very different. And for me, it was very, very difficult to come to terms with it. But once I did, it completely changed my life. And I've noticed so much good come to me after I could be completely myself. And my life has become so much better. And I've all the things I was afraid for, they're all false. They're all concoctions, is that what you say? Or they're all fictive things in my mind, things that I've made up, which, you know, stem, of course, from the way I was brought up. But they're not real. Nothing to be really afraid of.
Be true to yourself. I think that's what you really have to be. You have to decide who you are, what you are, and how you want to live your life, and then you go and do it. And like yourself. Be proud of the person. Not so much your sexuality. I don't think that's important. Well, it is important to you, but be proud of the whole person that you are. Don't just base everything on your sexuality. Don't try to justify your existence based on your sexuality or anything like that. Just be proud of the whole person that you are.
I would test the water with people that you know very well and see what their reaction is. But I sensed that my mother wouldn't be able to cope with it, and I kept it from her for quite a long time, and she didn't like that. And when I told her that she wasn't reacting particularly well, and that's the reason why I didn't tell her, she liked that even less. So there was no way of winning. Take your time. It's your life. You do what you have to do. It's not important to anybody except yourself and your immediate family and friends. I don't see how any of the gay political scene needs to have your voice added. Unless you're comfortable. It's not a political statement, it's a statement about you.
Be prepared before coming out. Think of any questions. You have to be 110% sure. I know there's a fear of all the gay bashings and stuff. I know I had that sort of fear, but if it happens, it happens, but it hasn't happened to many people I know. So you have to be really prepared and careful, especially with sex. Safe sex is the way to go. Control your hormones. Going out to a club, think about the way I see it is everyone has got AIDS, so you have to be protected. That's just I know it's a negative thought, but to make myself not have any unprotected sex, I believe that everyone has the virus. And I mean, you can't get the virus by kissing and stuff, but if you're thinking of having anal sex and going all the way through just meeting a guy at a club, going back to his house, I don't know if I've ever done that, but be prepared.
You should come out when you feel you're confident enough to be able to do it without being... You're going to be nervous at first, but just come out and just act natural. Possibly get some advice first from another transvestite or transsexual and just come out naturally. Just, you're going to be nervous at first, but don't be so nervous that it shows. I don't know whether it's kind of hard for me to give advice because I'm not exactly that type of person.
Of coming out, I would say that, of course, it depends on your age. Certainly, if you're a teenager, you have to remember that you don't have economic security. You don't really know, although you may think you do, how your parents will react. I would have said my father would leave me and my mother would stay with me, and it worked out just the opposite. So I would say be sure that you can take care of yourself if you have to. Be sure that you have some kind of support of friends that you will not be alone should adverse things come of your coming out. And wait until a time when you're strong enough as a man or a woman to let people know, because there are a lot of people really that don't care in this year 2000. They just don't care as long as you're a nice person. But there are those fanatics who do. I mean, we hear of this guy Gary Bauer today stepping out of our election and saying that he will continue to mount attacks against gays and abortion. And that's the kind of mentality that you really have to be sure that someone you're coming out to doesn't have, because they will turn on you. And I think that in this society here, as much money that you may have to take care of yourself educationally and realistically for the necessities and maybe a house and all of that, you really are far better off coming from a strong point to come out. Then other people will find it much more difficult to disown you or to leave you. But it's not a nice process, although I have known people who've come out and they've had wonderful experiences with it. But there's nothing guaranteed here because this is a very sensitive subject for some people.
One thing I wish I would have done differently is actually not really... When I came out to my friends, I sort of made a bit of a big deal about it because I did feel really uncomfortable, and it was just like, I'd be like, you know, I have something to tell you, and you know, I don't want this to like jeopardize our friendship, and because I didn't really know how people would respond to it. That was when I was talking to my friends. They didn't really care either, though, once I actually told them. It was just sort of, okay, you know, what's the big deal? Why do you make a big fuss out of that? Or else they'd just be like, so... I don't know. The responses were pretty varied, but there was nothing really negative. I definitely didn't lose any friends. I don't think anybody even felt really awkward about it. Awkward about the fact that I was gay, maybe awkward about the way that I was presenting it. I don't know. I don't really think coming out, though, is that big a deal. I think it's more just being comfortable with yourself. And some people, I know there are a lot of people that actually need to come out, and they need to, like, affirm the fact that they're gay, and they need to have other people affirm that. And if that's the case, then definitely come out of the closet and do whatever it takes, because there's nothing worse than being unhappy with who you are and feeling like you're not being true to yourself. But I think the biggest thing is, just do what it takes to make you content, make you happy with who you are.
I think coming out is not coming out to other people. It's really coming out to yourself, and being able to live a lifestyle that's honest. It's and there's a feeling sort of nothing like it. But you know, really look at who you want to tell and why you want to tell them. Is it really necessary? But yeah, my advice generally would be that it's just better to live honestly and, you know, to enjoy who you are, and try not to take on, you know, too much, a lot of the judgments you've heard from other people over time. I think, you know, that's a product of different things that people have learned over their lifetime. And, you know, we live in a society that only understands heterosexuality as normality for whatever reasons.
I think the biggest message is wait until you're ready for it. And I think there's a lot of people that, depending on their environment, depending on where they've grown up, it really matters a lot as to how well you plan it. If you just are in an environment that isn't particularly tolerant to you coming out, look at yourself hard and think, is there really that big a need for me at this stage in my life to subject myself to having to come out? Or is it something that I can put off for a year or 6 months or however long it is until your circumstances allow you to come out without a backlash that could affect your education or that could affect your family stability? Obviously, it's always going to affect your family to a certain extent and yourself to a certain extent. You just have to look at your parents, your friends, your support network, I think, is very, very important. I was lucky that when I did come out, I had begun to develop a support network of friends, that if I did have a very bad backlash, I wouldn't have been on my own. But at the same time, I was also independent, that I was living out of home. So again, if my parents had found out and they had sort of thrown me out of the family or something, I could have survived on 2 feet. And obviously that's not going to happen with every family, because I think a lot of parents are extremely supportive and some are not, and only you know how your parents are going to react. But think of the long-term consequences rather than just looking at this is something I need to do for today because it's building up inside me too much, I just have to tell them. I think you just need to plan it and have some sort of network or something to fall back on if it all ends up going wrong. But if it all ends up going right, then, or if you think it is, then good luck to you, and just do it whenever is appropriate. So if it means that you're a 15-year-old and it's appropriate, then do it. If it means you've got to, if you're a 21-year-old and you're only just beginning to accept that maybe this is what you are, then wait until you're 21. It really depends on the person, and whenever they're ready, don't let anyone force you to come out.
I think you have to wait till the timing's right. Don't just say it because it sounds good. You've got to know yourself if you're gay or bi. It's a hard one to say because everybody's different. So leading a gay lifestyle is what you make it, just like a heterosexual life. You can be as happy or as sad as you want it to be. Just be open, be honest, be genuine, and you'll get along, you'll go a long way, you'll live a long, happy life. I'm the happiest, one of the happiest men alive. Well, I hope I am. I think I am. Yeah. My health's great. I don't stress out as much as anymore. My values, and people adore me because I'm so open and so honest, and they see me for me, and I see them for them. But you have to do it in your own time and your own mind.